And I wanted to do three things this morning. I want to do three things this morning. The first, this is just a short overview of the Parsha, and then I think two relatively cool points that you can extrapolate from the Parsha, from the ebb and flow of the Parsha, from looking into it just a little bit. Before we get started with that, I really wanted to do just by a word of introduction. There's a famous concept that really permeates through almost every single part of Sefer Bereishis. There's four really, really famous words that you should all be familiar with. And they are Maaseh Avot Siman Lebanim. Anybody hear of that concept before? Good. How about now? Right, okay. Maaseh Avot Siman Lebanim. Have you ever heard those four words before? Even if it was 10 seconds, no hands up. Okay, Maaseh Avot Siman Lebanim is basically the concept that whatever happened to our forefathers, something like that, it's sort of like foretold that something like that can happen to us later generations as well, which makes all the Sefer Bereishis sort of one big nevuah, one big prediction. And it's really important. And I think that in this part, usually by this point, Bereishis people kind of stop talking about that. They usually start talking about that when Avraham's on the scene, when he's starting, when he's trying. Other things like that, but usually by the time we get towards the middle-ish end of Sefer Bereishis, people kind of stop talking about that. I've never shown him talking about Maaseh Avot Siman Lebanim and try to look and point to different pieces of Jewish history where this kind of stuff happened, but I think most of the parshas of Vayeshev can really be a Maaseh Avot Siman Lebanim for us in 2015. A quick overview of the parsha, right? So this parsha, in my opinion, is full of ups and downs. I actually asked I said, I'm only going to do Parsha if it looks like it's awesome in here. And so we're not disappointed. I can't do this at all for me, but I guess that's pretty cool. The Parsha's full of up and down, borrowing from a sort of popular song about 7 years ago, so just looking around one or two words. Sometimes life comes around and it knocks you down. Just get back up when it knocks you down. That's really the part of this Parsha over here. So what I'm going to do is everyone sitting over here has one sheet of paper, which hopefully you can read what's on. It's a relatively large font. If it's not, then just do your best anyways, but hopefully most of you will see it. The first thing pretty much happens is Parsha number one. Yosef is pretty much chosen as his father's favorite. And then what happens after that?
Exactly.
The brothers are jealous of him. Okay, what happens after that? Yosef is given the Kesoras Pasa, the coat of many colors, and then what happens? This only makes things worse for Yosef. His brothers now hate him. Tali, keep it up. Yosef has these dreams of future greatness, and what happens? He's sold into slavery by his own family. Are you on? He rises to power. Can I see this a little bit? He rises to power as a slave in Potiphar's house. See, as a slave, he sold into slavery by his own family, goes to a place where he doesn't know anybody, becomes awesome in Potiphar's house, rises to power. That's pretty much second in command in Potiphar's house. But what happens is Potiphar's mistress, makes his life a living nightmare. She tries to seduce him day in, day out. And eventually, when he refuses time and time again, as we're going to go to, we're going to focus it on this pair in this third point. Eventually, he's thrown into jail for refusing to sleep with his mistress. He's done really nothing wrong, but he's thrown into jail for doing nothing wrong anyways. After that, what happens? He rises to power yet again in jail. Impresses the right people, makes the right connections, makes the right friends, and of course what happens at the very end of the Parsha Claire? He's forgotten by the people that he helped. This is the summary of the Parsha. Skipping you in tomorrow. A bunch of good, all the white is a bunch of good stuff. I'm sorry. All the pink, all the red. This color, the color sheet of paper down here, are all the good things.
It's been a little bit funky.
Right? All the people sitting down over here, things that are.
You should stand.
All the things that happen are really, really good, right? All the good things that happen to Yosef, but every single time he gets up, what happens? Somehow the wrong thing seems to happen to him, and if you're Yosef, and by the way, the story starts at 17, not much different year. All the things that happen to him seem to only get worse and worse and worse. No matter what it is, the right thing seems to happen, and then something smacks him out of the way and throws him back down again. single time something good happens, something bad happens. And the story closes like this. And if you are Yosef, you have pretty much every right to be so frustrated with God. You have these dreams of greatness, you're from this awesome family, you know something special should be happening to you, and every single time you take a step forward, you smack backwards. Yosef has every right to be upset at God, or at least more so than any of us do. And what happens? In the next instant, who does Yosef become? Yosef, right after this, 2 years later after this, Yosef, the very next person to be standing right over here, would say, it all changes. Yosef is brought in front of Paro. Yosef is asked to interpret the dreams of Paro. And within about 15 psukim, Yosef mentions God's name 6 times and his own name 0. When describing Paro's dream, the only person he can think of, the only person he can say is who's in charge of life, who's in charge of things, who makes the world happen. It's all God. To the point that Paro and his advisors say, have you ever seen a person so infused with the fear of God? He has every right to be so upset. Looking at the larger picture, not getting despondent, not getting down in the moment, he's totally able to meet them. That, I think, is an awesome Masa Abo Simon Levine moment for 2015. Because every single person in the room has their issues, has their challenges. Everyone can be sitting down, everyone can be standing up. But at the end of it, remember, there might be a bigger plan.